Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Good morning to you, sir. How are you, Randy?
All is well over here, young Andy. All is well. All is well on this glorious, lovely Tuesday here in the city of Atlanta, in the state of Georgia.
There it is.
Yes, everything is swell over here.
Good.
As we got some very interesting. All right, that's enough. We got some interesting news last night. Not interesting news. Just some. How do I say? Some optimistic or. We got optimistic Atlanta sports news last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a very optimistic reaction from Atlanta Hawks fans.
Yes. And I love it.
Awesome. I love it.
I love the fact that everybody's optimistic about the team. I'm not going there.
Oh.
Because of the Atlanta sports optimism and how it kicks you in the nuts.
Yeah, they'll get you.
Yeah, so I'm not going to do that. But I love the fact that they were aggressive. They were able to get some really good players. I mean, it started last week. I think, and I saw that this morning, but I mean, maybe the most important thing they've done in the last two protected pick from New Orleans.
It really is the most important thing.
Yeah,
that's
the most
done.
Important thing like, of the whole thing.
But, and honestly, the most unbelievable thing that
they've
done.
But going out to get the guys that they did, you know, it feels worse. It's always good when your superstar player helps recruit these guys, as it was being told that Trey was out being active and calling these guys and trying to get them to sign here because. They did have options, and there were other teams that were in pursuit of them. And so for Trey to go and do his part as the face of the franchise, I thought was amazing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing that, you know, whether it's true or not, has been a criticism of him throughout his career with the Hawks is he can't get guys to want to come play with him. And I don't know if that's true or not. I think that's overblown with various players
definitely.
In the league.
Definitely.
But, for that to be part of the report yesterday that he was actively recruiting Nickeil Alexander-Walker and Luke Kennard to come in and join the team, that's great.
I love it.
Check another box, right? He's able to kind of help get guys and fill out this roster. And I love it. I understand the optimistic response from Hawks fans. I think it starts with Porzingis, and obviously there's the caveat of hopefully he's healthy, but you understand the fit. And then you just kind of zoom out and you look at the last year or so of kind of starting with the DeJounte trade where you make that move and you pick up Daniels, and it was a relative unknown outside of like really like in the know Pelicans fans and basketball folks, like didn't know a ton about Dyson Daniels, but the rumors were how good he was defensively, and obviously you saw that throughout the year. And they kind of started slowly but surely populating this roster with the type of guys that we've been asking them to populate the roster with for years now.
Yep.
If you're going to build the team around Trey, which
you gotta have,
obviously you are and should,
you gotta
have wings who can defend.
Yep.
Who can shoot and defend.
Yep.
And they didn't have that. Like, even coming into the year last year, Dyson Daniels is a really good defender. He can't shoot, really. Right. Like, hopefully he'll grow into that. But, like, you know, I don't know. DeAndre Hunter was probably the best shooter on the team last year, and Bogey, and they both got traded, and Bogey didn't have a good shooting year, and neither one of them were here in the second half of the season. So, you know, a team built around Trey that can't shoot is tough. Like, yes. That's a tough look.
Yes.
They've gone about trying to address that this offseason in a way, and I think that's what has people so excited about Ansi Saleh so early on in his tenure as GM. It's like, that all makes sense.
Yes.
Like, for the first time, I'm like, yeah. That's right. That's what you've been supposed to be doing, and you're doing it. Great. Is it going to work in terms of, like, winning huge? And I don't know. We'll find out. But just from a conceptual standpoint, it's like, yeah, that's exactly right. Long, like, dedicated defenders and guys that can shoot the basketball and a center who can space the floor. They did it.
Yep. And the thing about it is they did it when you had, like you were just saying about Trey, when you have a smaller guy who's definitely, you know, a liability on defense, you got to have those strong wing defenders and you got to have a rim protector or a guy down there or like you said, space the floor and things like that. It's kind of like the Knicks except without the defender, the defensive center. They got guys on the wings that can defend and all those things like that. And the one thing you said about the shooting part, because Trey going to find you. I mean, Trey's going to be one of the league leaders again in assists. That's just what he does.
He had almost 12 a game last year with a team that couldn't shoot.
Exactly. So imagine with these guys, because, you know, you go out there and you sign Alexander. He's a 3-and-D guy. He's an ultimate 3-and-D guy. We got to see a lot of him in the NBA playoffs with Minnesota. He's an ultimate 3-and-D guy. You got a guy that can shoot the lights out. You know, when you look at Luke Kennard, the dude can just shoot the lights out. One of the best three-point shooters in the league last year. You don't lose how to shoot.
No.
So, I mean, he's going to get here and he's going to let it fly. Now, when you look at, you know, the surrounding parts, it's still about Trae Young and it's still about Jalen Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's where his development should be, this team should be really, really good. But I know that you can talk about all the moves and everything. I'm looking solely at him, solely at this guy as far as his ability to be like nobody else on his roster, the versatility, the offense, the defense, the high flyer. Obviously, he works hard at his game, so I expect the jump shot to be a lot better and everything. But if he can stay healthy, this team should be really good.
Yeah.
And considering where the East is because of the fact that Jason Tatum's out. I know we talk about Jaylen Brown. Jason Tatum is the best player on the team. He's the face of the franchise.
Oh, yeah. Without Tatum, I don't think they're a championship contender.
Halliburton's out.
Yeah, they're not a championship contender.
Yeah, you look at Milwaukee. I mean, they got Giannis, who's that guy.
But no Dame.
No Dame and not a lot around that. And so, you know, you look at the usual suspects of contention in the East. There's the two new teams, Orlando, Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
Hawks be right in there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Hawks can definitely be in there. The Knicks ain't going nowhere, but still.
They don't have a coach.
They don't have a coach.
Somebody's going to have to coach them.
Mike Brown was second interview.
Man. They do all this, wait all this time, and then just hire Mike Brown?
Yeah.
What? I mean, Mike Brown's a good coach. Don't get me wrong. And he's had success in a number of different places. He got fired in Sacramento because they were trying to keep De'Aaron Fox. But, I mean.
And they lost him anyways.
They lost him anyways. Yeah. And then they fire Tibbs with, I don't know what they thought was going to happen. They just thought they were going to be able to take somebody's coach.
Yes, there's no way that you fire Tibbs.
A bunch of fools.
There's no way you fire Tibbs and then sit there and say, who you want? Oh, Jason Kidd? Oh, no problem.
Go get him.
I got his number. We vacationed on the French Riviera a couple years ago, all right? I got him.
Yeah.
I got Leon Rosen. I got him.
And these are guys like Leon Rosen and World Wide West are guys that know. Like,
everybody.
They're guys that are supposed, this is their job, is to be able to do stuff like this. What a miscalculation of who you are. I don't know. It continues to amuse me just how wrong the Knicks were about where they stand. Yeah, like, they had one good year in a quarter century, and they're like, all right, we're back. Let's go jack somebody's coach. And then it was like, no, we're not going there. Like, we kind of like our situation.
Yeah.
The kid's like, we got Kyrie and AD and the number one pick.
Why the hell am I going?
Going to New York?
I know.
What are you talking about?
Well, they probably, you know, they did. They took a screenshot of him sitting next to Nico in the press conference where they traded. Look at this right here.
I know how you feel.
I know how you feel, right? Yeah. I know how you feel. You don't want to be there.
The funny thing is they didn't even go after the best coaches.
No.
Like, they didn't go after – I guess they kind of went after Udoka, right, in Houston, but they didn't go after Kerr. They didn't go after Spoelstra. Like, they didn't try to talk to the best coaches in the NBA.
Yeah.
They went, like, good second-tier coaches.
Yes.
I was like, all right. And, you know, Snyder.
Yeah.
Nope. Staying.
Yeah.
And we're building something.
We're building something, baby.
And they are. And they are. And that's what's exciting about it, because the East does feel like, you know, for 1 year, you throw everything you have. If you've got anything at all resembling a core, you throw some stuff around it and you try to make a run at it. The cool thing about this, too, is, and it'll be interesting to see what happens Hawks-wise. The cool thing about it is a lot of this stuff is short term. Like, you don't, if Porzingis doesn't work out, it's a 1 year deal. You move on. You have that unprotected next year from New Orleans or Milwaukee, whichever team's worse, which who knows what that's going to turn into. That's a nice little, like, that's a nice safety net. And then I kind of feel like Trey's probably going to get a deal done with all this stuff. Like, if Trey's out there recruiting guys and they're building this around him and it finally kind of looks the way that it's supposed to look. Mm-hmm. If they want to get something done with him, he's not eligible to sign an extension until the 6th, right? But you're starting to see, like, SGA got his today.
Yes.
Some of these other guys are starting to get that. It kind of feels like that's the direction that it's headed to me.
Yeah. I mean, I thought about that this morning. It's like, because it was something we talked about before all this, is like, do you wait till next summer to
you could.
You go until next summer if you're the Hawks. You know, not saying if you're Trey, because if they put it out there, you sign it if you're Trey. But I'm saying, could that be a situation where you want to do that? But then, is it something you want to mess with or play with?
Right,
it's a little delicate. It's delicate because you got new guys in here and everything like that. Is it something that you want to play with? I personally wouldn't play with it right now because of what you've done, and you've got, like you said, and the thing with Trey is where he is and the guys around him. Outside of Porzingis, all these other guys are going to be here.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, Jalen signed up long term; they're going to get a deal done long term with Dyson Daniels.
The Alexander Walker deal.
Then you got Richie Shea still on his rookie deal. And so you still have that core around him that you can go ahead and get this done. But, I mean, if I – and I would say my tone has changed from a couple months ago because I was like, maybe wait. No, don't play with it.
Yeah, I don't think you do.
Yeah, don't play with it.
Now, I could – like, if they decide they want to, you can make an argument for it where it's like
– Let's see what you like with this.
Yeah, this is a good cast.
Right.
Right? And obviously, Jalen Johnson taking that step is a huge part. Huge part of it. Porzingis being healthy is a huge part of it. Risa Shea continuing to develop is a huge part of it. But, like, you'll get a pretty good indicator of – what the right pieces around Trey actually look like with Trey this year. I feel like, unless just, you know, catastrophe happens with injuries. But, like, this will be the first time maybe ever, but I know, you know, the year that they made the run to the finals, that year was indicative because I thought they were a pretty good team and they're a top five team and they handled the Knicks well. I think what happened after that was probably a little bit, you know, dependent on opponent and stuff like that. I don't want to say fluky, but you know, they got some good luck and all that. But that was still a good team. That was the best core that Trey's had around him. This is probably the best offseason they've had since then.
Yes.
Where they put guys like, you know, at that point it was Gallinari and Bogey and some of these other guys, like, oh, that logically tracks. Like, that's the type of player that Trey needs to be playing with so they can spread the floor, he can facilitate, and they can have that type of offense. It just has gotten worse since then until now. So if they decided they wanted to see how it looked for 1 year before they paid him, I could understand it.
I mean,
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will, but I could definitely see where you're coming from in that. But yeah, and then ultimately what you look at is this team versus all the teams in the conference, you know, and that's where they are right now, considering we talked about it just a second ago, how limited the presumed better teams are without their franchise players. Mm-hmm. And I'm talking about, it ain't like coming back at Christmas. It's like, this is a possibility. These are all whole year injuries because of the injury of it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, Kyrie will be back.
Yeah, Kyrie will
be back. Kyrie will be back because it's ACL. But we're talking about the
you don't
Achilles.
Have to worry about Kyrie till the finals.
Exactly. And so you look at the East. I mean, Boston's still good. I mean, Jalen is very good. Mm-hmm. They kept Derrick Brown, very good player. So, I mean, Derrick White. So, you got two good players right there. Indiana, I mean, they got a good team, but they're not as good without him, you know, as far as Halliburton and his ability to run the offense. I love because I can't stand D'Angelo Russell, but I like the move that what they went and got a guy who can be a starting point guard in the league and just try to hold down the fort until Kyrie comes back. But, yeah, and, you know, I kept talking about backup point guard and everything like that. That was – but it looked like they're settled with Kobe Bufkin. Fine, that's fine. He looks fine.
When he's healthy, he's pretty good.
Yeah, so
he's
you're
never
right.
healthy.
Yeah, so you're right there. And now they have an opportunity because it's going to be a sign and trade to keep that. Was it 14 million or something like that?
Well, they've got two, and I think you can combine them. So they've got like a $25 million trade exception if they want to use it, because this doesn't count for that.
Yeah, I know
it's
that
a sign and trade.
Sign and trade. So use it.
Yeah. Use it.
Use it.
Now, here's the thing. You can use it, and it means that if I'm understanding it correctly, right. And if I'm not, I'm sure people will jump in. You can use it, and you don't have to match salaries for the player you get back.
Correct.
But that player's salary counts against your cap.
Yes.
And it would put them over the first threshold.
Yes. And that's somewhere where Wrestler...
We've been told.
He said...
We've been told he would do it.
He said he would do it.
Yeah.
Now, it's an opportunity to do it.
Got an opportunity to do it.
Got an opportunity. But right now, as it stands, they're underneath it right now.
Right now, I think about $7 million or so underneath it. If you were going to use that trade exception, obviously you'd be above it because it is more than $7 million. But you could add one more really nice piece. That's where I want that veteran. This is what I want to use, whether it's DeMar DeRozan or I don't think other guys that might be on that list. I'm sure we can come up with some other names. But like that's the nice last piece. Because even Porzingis is a veteran, but there's still a relatively young.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Young team, core-wise. It'd be nice to have one kind of like grizzled 35-plus guy. You know what I mean?
35-plus.
Yeah. You need one of those.
Okay.
You need one older, like maybe some white hairs in his goatee.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who's out there like that?
DeRozan.
DeRozan don't got no beard.
He doesn't?
No, DeRozan's he's a cornrow bare-faced brother.
Is that right?
Yeah, man.
Huh. Yeah. No, he doesn't. but he is 35, though.
Okay.
He is 35. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick off the show. This hour of the midday show is brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.